Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Surrey Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Kate Chin, Labour Party. Alex Foy Coley, Independent. Paul Kennedy, Liberal Democrat. Lisa Townsend, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Statement by the police area returning officer for Surrey. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Surrey Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Kate Chin, Labour Party. Election statement. The Conservatives have lost control of crime in Surrey. Their record over the last 8 years is one of failure. Crime and antisocial behaviour in Surrey's towns and villages is rife. In addition to closing nearly all the police stations in the county, Conservative funding cuts have reduced the number of police and PCSOs on our streets. It's not surprising that burglaries and shoplifting have risen to unprecedented levels. Through my work as a psychiatric nurse in the homelessness sector and social care, and as a local councillor, every day I see the consequences of cuts to the police budgets. Working with often vulnerable people, I understand the damaging impact that crime has on our communities. Surrey has been my home for over 30 years, and my family, friends, and many local people say that they have never known it this bad. They fear for their safety if we do not have a change. My priorities are clear. More visible community policing with a focus on making our streets safer, preventing crime and solving more cases, bringing back neighbourhood police teams who know their residents and the community know them, using empty shops, give every town centre a police presence, cracking down on crimes, particularly violence against women, drug dealing and antisocial behaviour, tackling rural crime, animal cruelty and illegal pet farms, ensuring Surrey Police respond to 999 calls. Currently, they only respond to 1 in 5 calls. Preventative measures, including increasing support services for young people. It is time for change in Surrey. I represent a fresh start with new and innovative ideas, replacing this failing Conservative policing agenda in Surrey. This statement has been prepared by Stuart Gosling, the candidate's agent at 8 Grove Road, Epsom, KT17 4DF. Contact details. Email: k kate.chin@zen.co.uk. Alex Foy Coley, Independent. Election Statement. You will soon be asked to elect a Police and Crime Commissioner. I was born and raised in Surrey and live with my wife and two daughters in Epsom and Ewell. We don't believe that 75% of women and girls feel safe after dark, like the Office of Police and Crime Commissioner says. Since 2018, I've been a borough councillor. I'm also a member of the Surrey Police and Crime Panel and my local community safety partnership. I've been a senior police manager and I'm currently an independent advisor on policing. I also founded a local charity to help people living in deprivation in our borough. We focus on helping vulnerable children. Residents tell me they want bobbies on the beat and a better response when they need help. They are fed up with the police share of council tax going up again, but not seeing police officers or PCSOs on the street. Surrey is the only police area in the country where local taxpayers contribute more to policing than the government. I'm petitioning Parliament to change this. Surrey Police underspent by £8.7 million last year, and it's happening again this year. In December, an inspection of Surrey Police gave a rating of inadequate at responding to the public. I will use the £43 million in the Police and Crime Commissioner's savings account to deliver a better service. I will put the pride and professionalism back into Surrey Police, so you can have confidence in your police force. Let's take party politics out of policing. I will be an independent PCC, fighting crime with more police, keeping you safe where you live. Prepared by Stephen McCormick on behalf of Alex Coley, both of 4A Woodcote Hall, Woodcote Road, Epsom, KT18 7QQ. Contact details. Website https://alexcoley.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/AlexColeyPCC. Paul Kennedy, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. I'm offering a fresh approach to policing and crime in Surrey. Based on my extensive professional and community leadership experience and my commitment as a Liberal Democrat to build and safeguard a fair, free and open society upheld by the rule of law. Like many people, I disagree with the idea of PCCs, but we're stuck with them for now, and I came a strong second last time. That's why I'm offering a professional, ambitious, community-based alternative. Not more prisons, privatisation, or self-promotion. I'll focus on what actually works to prevent crime and keep Surrey safe. Bring back community policing and working with communities to tackle antisocial behaviour, road safety, and rural crime. Safeguarding victims and prioritising women's safety, key workers and vulnerable individuals. Concerted campaigns to cut drugs, youth crime and county lines of organised crime. Tackling offending behaviour through restorative justice, education and support for mental health and addictions. I'll work with and challenge police and other agencies to radically improve performance after the latest critical PEEL inspection, make every crime matter and get justice for victims. I'll be fiercely independent of government, demand much better value for money, and give fair, frank, and balanced reports back to the people of Surrey. I'm a local councillor, community safety lead, and former barrister, accountant, and actuary with 30 years professional leadership experience in both private and public sectors. I've a strong background in criminal law and financial management and scrutiny. For 10 years, I've provided strategic direction and independent oversight to public interest organisations on a non-political basis. I'll hold Surrey Police to account without undermining operational independence. Prepared by Paul Kennedy's agent, Phil Buckley, Old Mission Hall, 53A Woking Road, Guildford, GU1 1QD. Contact details. Telephone 07947 430 762. Website https://paulkennedy.org.uk. Email paulkennedy@surreylibdems.org.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/paulkennedylibdem. Twitter https://twitter.com/paulkenld. Lisa Townsend, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. I want to be re-elected as your police and crime commissioner to continue building on the improvements I have driven within Surrey Police. Since you elected me 3 years ago, I have worked hard to keep Surrey safe, helping secure more officers for our county than ever before, and investing in projects to support communities. I have spoken with many of you and have prioritised championing your voice and concerns. Surrey Police is now larger than ever, helped by funding from the Government Uplift Programme, and I recruited a new Chief Constable to lead the force who shares my commitment to a back-to-basics approach to policing. In 3 years, my team and I have also secured more than £10 million of additional funding for our county. This has been spent supporting community projects across Surrey, including safer streets projects, tackling antisocial behaviour, and county-wide teacher training around violence against women and girls. In the last year alone, Surrey Police has made incredible improvements, from fulfilling recruitment targets to achieving record performance for 101 and 999 wait times. But there is more to be done, and I hope to continue driving improvements, listening to you, and supporting our communities. If you re-elect me on the 2nd of May, I will prioritise ensuring Surrey Police do what only they can, investigating and solving crime, and pursuing offenders, not sitting in hospitals or examining non-crime hate incidents, being a voice for victims, prioritising victims' needs throughout the criminal justice system, continuing to commission and support services that support victims, making policing accessible, ensuring residents get swift answers from the right organisation rather than being passed from agency to agency without resolution. Prepared by Tim Hall on behalf of Lisa Townsend, both of 212 Barrett Wood Lane, Ashted, Leatherhead, KT21 2DB. Contact details. Website https://www.lisatownsend.org.uk. Email lisa@lisatownsend.org.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/LisaTownsendSurrey. Instagram https://www.instagram.com/LisaTownsendSurrey. Twitter https://twitter.com/_Lisa_Townsend. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Surrey. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Surrey. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Surrey on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Chin, Kate, Labour Party. Coley, Alex Foy, Independent. Kennedy, Paul, Liberal Democrat. Townsend, Lisa, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. I can be contacted at Mary Roberts Wood, Town Hall, Castlefield Road, Reigate, RH2 0SH. https://www.reigate-banstead.gov.uk/PCC-candidates. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.